Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. My name is Zach Martin. I'm editor of Regarding ID magazine. Today we're talking to Kevin Gillick, executive director of Smart Card Specifications Body Global Platform, about match-on-card technology. But before we delve in, first a word from our sponsor.
Picture a unique identity. Imagine that identity turning into one unique credential. Envision using that credential to enter facilities and log on to networks and applications. Diebold's Credential One solution mitigates the complexity and risks of managing multiple identities. Think one credential, multiple uses. Think Diebold Credential One. To learn more, visit www.credentialone.com.
Match-on-card technology has long been touted as the most secure way to use biometrics in smart cards. Since the cardholder's biometric information never leaves the card, there is no chance it will be intercepted or transmitted to another device. But there have also been some issues with technology. Today, we're going to find out some of the latest developments with match-on-card technology and what role Global Platform is playing with it. Kevin, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Zach. I'm happy to be here.
What's motivated Global Platform to, you guys just released a white paper on it. What was the motivation for Global Platform to get involved with match-on-card? What role are you guys playing in this?
Yeah, actually, you're correct. We just did release this. It was released publicly on the 6th of April. And, you know, our motivation, Zach, really comes from our members themselves. The work that we do is proposed by and it's prioritized by the members. And our members were saying that they're witnessing much more now an increased demand for biometric verification solutions from the government and the commercial sectors that they're serving. And they stated that they wanted to be more aggressive in promoting the use of Global Platform specifications in this space. Our specifications have always had functionality that would benefit the biometric market, but we haven't directly promoted its use in biometrics or biometric match on card, and it's our members who said it's time to do so. Another reason that they came forward and said the timing is appropriate, and in particular in match on card, is to address some of the society concerns that they're hearing regarding the complexity of the technology and the intimacy of the personal data that's being captured and used, and the need to talk about the strategies of the deployment of the technology to ensure very high levels of privacy and security for both the data and for the individuals involved. And so those really were the foundation motivations for the members volunteering to author this particular paper.
Now, match-on-card, when we've talked about in the past, it's always been fingerprint. Are you guys still just dealing with the fingerprint specification, or are you guys looking at other biometric match-on-card technologies as well?
Well, interestingly, the paper itself is somewhat can be reviewed and be agnostic to the type of biometric involved. We're tending to talk about match-on-card, but that match-on-card examples in the paper are fingerprint. But it could, in fact, be any other type of match technology.
Okay. What do you guys see as some of the potential obstacles for deploying biometric technology, and in particular, match on card?
You know, Zach, there's always obstacles to the deployment of technology, always. What's good about the biometric state of the technology today is that it is, in fact, a deployed technology. It is out there today. It's established some credibility in the industry and in markets through many government programs, including e-passports. But you're right, there are still obstacles associated with this, and one of them being there continues to be, if you will, a lack of trust from the public due to privacy concerns, which we mentioned earlier. Now, it would appear, and including in your opening comments, it would appear that it would be obvious and self-evident to all that a match-on-card solution would overcome these concerns.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's still, you know, we believe there's still work to be done to help the public get comfortable with the performance and the accuracy of this technology. And so papers like those from Global Platform and others are means by which we endeavor to do that. You know, there are other obstacles, though, as well. One of them that touches close to Global Platform is the role of specifications and standards in helping to accelerate the deployment of the technology. Right now, there's a lack of maturity to the international standards that address biometrics. And as a result of the lack of maturity of those standards, we're not leading the industry to biometric solutions that are open and interoperable across different suppliers. And this is important because if you have to deal with one supplier or a mono-vendor relationship, you're undoubtedly looking at higher costs to deploy. So I think as we see the specifications unfold and be more readily accepted, you're going to see more interoperable solutions being brought to market and therefore non-discriminatory and more competitive procurement practices can unfold as a result of that. The other thing I was going to mention is that, these biometric solutions are complex in nature. They do consist of a variety of subsystems that are all brought together, and it is necessary that those subsystems exchange data between themselves. And so how that data moves from subsystem to subsystem and how it is protected and how we establish, if you will, a chain of trust, a communication chain of trust among these various components is important to protecting a person's biometric material throughout its entire life cycle. So how we establish this trust path and how we establish a chain of trust is a large portion of what is addressed in our particular white paper.
Yeah, because you guys, that's what you guys are doing. You guys are trying to bring the standards, the specifications to the match on card technology because, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, it's been primarily a proprietary technology out there.
Yes, and by and large, it continues to remain and be a proprietary technology. And while the industry needs to come together to develop specifications for biometry, whether it be match on card or some other means or mechanism, what Global Platform is concerned about is the specifications that address the component interoperability, not application interoperability, but system component interoperability and the interfaces to those components. What's also important to us is that as data gets exchanged across the biometric ecosystem, that data is protected and that it can be trusted in its communication from one subsystem to the other. And as a result of that, we've added, if you will, some privacy-enhanced capability to the biometric deployment and have done so in a way that is standards-based and therefore can be done by anybody.
Okay. In the white paper, you guys discuss some technology implementations. Can you give us a couple of examples?
Yeah, actually, we do. And the members who came together to write this paper actually had several examples that they thought we should reference as part of the use cases in this paper. But we ultimately decided to settle on two, one of which would talk about biometric match on card in a citizen deployment. And in this case, we have information in there on the Portuguese citizen card program. The second use case that's in the paper, we wanted to focus on an employee implementation. And in this case, we are exploring the use of biometric match on card in the United States Department of State use of the technology for logical access control. So both of those use cases are examined in the paper.
Okay. How do you guys see, what do you see as your role within the sector moving forward? And, what other initiatives are you guys currently advancing?
Our members see our role as being very important. That is one of the reasons why they came forward with a proposal to establish within Global Platform a government task force. We have a government task force that's been in place now for over 2 years, and the members, and it is open to all of our members, regardless of their membership rank within Global Platform. Now, what the government task force is doing is meeting as an open forum to discuss where we need to take Global Platforms technology based on solid business requirements that are brought forward by our members, business requirements that speak to the direction that is being taken by governments in their government-to-citizen implementations and in their government-to-employee implementations. What the government task force is then doing is taking these business requirements, and once they're established, we're directing them to the actual technical committees for them to evaluate and ultimately create the specifications that are new or extensions to existing specifications to further support biometrics and in particular match on card. So what the government task force has done this year is they've established a well-prioritized list of initiatives for the entire year that includes some soft deliverables, such as some additional white papers, as well as technical deliverables, which will be announced as enhancements to the specifications throughout this year. So, yes, we see our role as being very important, and Global Platform and its members right now are deeply engaged at this time.
Great. Well, Kevin, is there anything else you want to mention about the Match on Card white paper or any of Global Platform's activities around this?
Yeah, I think what I'd like to mention for your listeners is that the white paper is, in fact, free. They can go to www.globalplatform.org, and you will easily be able to access it from the home page. And the other thing I'd like to mention is it's not just the white papers that are free, but the actual specifications themselves. We've been a member-driven organization now for 10 years. This is our anniversary year. We started in 1999. And in that time, the members have developed a pretty rich portfolio of specifications that support interoperability at the card level, the device level, and the systems level of the smart card infrastructure. And it's not only the white papers that are free, but it's those specifications, once released, are also free, without royalty implications for anyone who may use them. And where this is important is it means that the vendor community out there can access those specifications and bring product to market that abides by a Global Platform, again, without royalty to the membership. But it also means that the governments out there can download the specifications and learn from them and specify Global Platform technology in their tenders, thus requiring the vendor community to come to them with solutions that are open, interoperable, and scalable. And so that information is all there, and it's readily available, and we would encourage your listeners to make ample use of it.
Great. Yes, go to globalplatform.org and check out the white papers and specifications that are on the site. Definitely. Well, Kevin, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
Zach, I'm grateful, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.